So does your puppy turn his nose up at his own dog food because he wants whatever it is you're having? A new study finds that when it comes to food, dogs recognize human social signals about what's good. In other words, they hear you smacking your lips. Researchers let pet dogs choose between two plates, one with a single piece of food and the other with six pieces of food. Not surprisingly, the animals generally went to the larger portion, but when the human being showed a clear liking to the smaller plate, the dogs picked up on that, and they did the same thing.
Really?
They trust their humans. Okay. Remember, you don't own a dog. You're not the dog's master.
No.
You're their human friend.
That's right.
You're their human friend. So there you go. Be sure and do that. All right. So now, yesterday you weren't here.
No.
We had a great story about Miami-Dade County, Florida, and how they had lost 298 Priuses. I mean, they just didn't know
they
where
just
they
lost
were.
Them?
Yeah, they didn't know where they were.
Were they on a truck somewhere?
Well, no, they actually were in a parking lot, and they hadn't made note of them. So,
oh, I see.
Yeah,
the inventory person, fouled up.
And again, it'd been like years, and so were they still going to, you know, have their full warranty or whatever? And they blamed it on the mayor who had been removed from office. It was probably all the mayor's fault. But if you think about it, you can vote when you're Before we do that, how about your car? How important is your car? Could you park your car and still get along? Probably not. Now, we've all been to cities that have mass transit systems, and until we get our monorail, we're just not going to be up to them, but, you know, we're working on that. They've now ranked U.S. cities based on your walk score. The walk score. This analyzes homes and neighborhoods for their walkability. Now, as I'm looking at this list, one of the things I don't know that they take into account is temperature. Because I'm thinking, gosh, you know, let's say that you live in historic downtown Bryan, okay? And you'd like to walk over to, let's go over to Tejas Center.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a pretty good walk.
Walking hand in hand on Texas Avenue in July. Yeah, that'd be a great deal of fun. So, anyway.
Okay.
Where could you live without a car? Yeah. Okay. As you might expect, New York, San Francisco, Boston, and Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
They're tops on the list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boston especially. I mean, times I've been to Boston, I could see you not needing a car.
Well, they have the oldest subway system in U.S. America.
And it's very easy.
Yeah.
It's very, very easy.
You look at some of those cars, you'd believe it.
Yeah.
But number one is New York, again, because you can do that. Two, San Francisco, Boston, Washington, D.C., then Philadelphia. Okay. Now, as far as transit scores where they might be eco-friendly, but it's a little bit difficult, would be our good buddies over in Austin. They rank 21st. But once again.
Well, you know, you go downtown, and if you're not living downtown, it would be very difficult.
Yeah, because again, and let's say that you want to go ahead and take that out to, I don't know where their light rail is going to go, or Round Rock or someplace. Let you out there at the station at Round Rock, and you go, okay, now what do I do, right? Do they have bikes for rent?
Yeah, let me see. I don't work at Dell.
What can I do? So they tell us that the walk score people say that using public transit can save individuals as much as $10,000 a year. Now, Tom, how many years ago was it that you rode our bus system?
Yeah, I did. I had to do it. And, it's been, 7 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Right. And as I recall, to get from somewhere near Rock Prairie and Welburn to the corner of the bypass and Briarcrest, it took me a little over about an hour and 40 minutes, I believe, something like that.
So actually hitchhiking on the bypass might work better.
right.
Walking.
Yeah. Stand at the McDonald's with your thumb out on Rock Prairie and see how you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a sign that says Briarcrest on it. With an arrow pointed north. Briarcrest. See how that works out.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Thanks and gig 'em.
Yeah.
Please.
Please we'll, and gig them. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll work for a ride to pick up my Toyota.
Yeah. Okay, here you go. If you're one of those sky watchers, the biggest full moon of the year will arrive this weekend. The moon will officially become full Saturday morning at, or excuse me, Saturday evening, actually, at 10:35 p.m. So if you happen to be outside.
And everyone in law enforcement says, oh, great.
Yeah, here we go. And because and in the hospitals, right, yeah, because, you know, the crazy people. And because this moon's...
Full babies.
Yeah, that's right. Because this moon's full moon coincides with the moon's perigee, which is the point where it's closest to the Earth.
I told you, Tom.
Yeah.
You can even spell it.
That's right.
It spell
will,
ERF.
It will also
U-R-F.
What? Here. Anyway, it will also be this year's biggest. The moon will swing in 221,802 miles from our planet. Offering a skywatcher spectacular.
It's coming right at us.
Yeah. The moon's full, this month's full moon is due to be about 16% brighter than average.
Ooh.
And again, that's Saturday night at 10:35. So if you happen to be outside, be sure and howl at the moon.
Oh, right. Yeah, your neighbors will love you.
Yeah, like that. No, yeah. Yeah. Then wait for your arrest.
7:21, speaking of arrest, in Sweden, a fight broke out between two boys' soccer teams after a heavy tackle during the game on Sunday. The brawl soon, of course, spread to include the spectators. Police arrested several people, especially a woman who reportedly in her 40s and a relative of one of the soccer players, arrested for hitting six kids.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
take
at
it
what point do you just say, all right, you know, I've already hit one. Might as well just take sure. Just start wailing away
yeah.
on all of them.
Yeah, again.
And do we know how old the kids were?
No, it doesn't say. But again, this is in Sweden. This isn't even in South America, or it isn't even in Germany.
It's not in the United States, okay? Have you, yeah. You know, you've been to a kid's baseball game?
Still part of it, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So there, yeah, got that going. All right, the folks in
because after all, American parents are known for. Oh, I completely agree with
well,
that.
I
call.
Agree.
Well done, Mr. Umpire.
Well, I think
we're doing a fine job.
I think
today.
We had a basketball tournament not too long ago.
Yeah,
right here,
having
where
to
we
kick
had,
them out.
Yeah, had people from other cities who were here to misbehave.
Yes, sir, Mr. My son should have stricken out. Yes,
yes sir.
That's right.
I appreciate you calling
I totally
that
agree
third
with that call strike.
Yes,
that
sir.
Called third strike to
yes.
end the game was yes. the right yes. thing to
well
do.
Well done, sir.
Best of the Brazos Molly Maid wishes to thank everyone for such a great